It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I have something to show you in an open-ended box. Could you guess what might be in that? It's called an open-ended box because it's a box with open ends. Can see what is in there that way and that way. And from the open end comes a light bulb. A bulb that makes light. Yeah. You see, that light out in the porch is burned out, so I need to change the light bulb. Okay, the ladder and the light bulb. And go outside. Come with me. There. Now that's the burned out light bulb. We'll replace it with the new one. When you're the mom or the dad, grown up to be that, you'll be the one to get up on the ladder and replace the light bulbs. Yeah, changing the bulbs is for grown-ups. Too dangerous for children. Let's test it and see if it works. Yeah, there it is. Turned off. I'll turn it off once more. Good. Now, have the light ready. You know, I haven't sat on that swing for a while. I like swings. Do you like swings? For all the time I can remember, I've liked swings. Swing and talk with you. This is an old kind of swing. I bet Mr. and Mrs. McFeely would remember the time when many people had swings like this. I wonder if they might even have a film about swings. Let's ask them. You know, they have so many different films at their house. Let's go see. Hey, Mrs. McFeely, it's Fred Rogers. How are you? Oh, I'm fine. Just replaced a light bulb out in my porch. Took my ladder and my light bulb out in the porch. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, I just sat on that old swing of mine. Yeah, the yellow one. I like it, too. I suppose you remember the day when there were many such swings, don't you? Do you by any chance have a film of all kinds of swings? Oh, okay. Well, when he comes, anytime, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. Bye, Mrs. McFeely. She says that when David comes home, you know, that's Mr. McFeely, when David comes home, she'll ask him, and he'll call us. Put this away. You know, there's something we could do with that ladder. Elephant. Box. And teddy bear. And a truck. Now you take a good look at all of these things. The elephant, the box, the teddy bear, and the truck. And I'll take one of them away, and you tell me which one I've taken away. Okay? I put it behind my back. Now look at them again. Elephant, box, teddy bear. That's right. Teddy bear. Now I'll take one more away. You tell me which one I've taken away this time. Now look at them. See which one is missing. Elephant, box, teddy bear, and truck. See? Oh, there's the phone. You don't suppose that's Mr. McFeely already, do you? Hello? It is you. Hi, Mr. McFeely. Oh, well, I just thought you might have one. No, I'm not disappointed. A ladder? Oh, yes, I had taken my ladder outside to change the bulb. Well, fine. Sure, we'd be glad to. Is it one of those fast ones? Oh, fine. All right. Thank you very much. We'll see you in a little bit. Bye-bye. Mr. McFeely really wants to show us a film. He says he has one with a ladder in it of Mrs. McFeely and him together. Why don't we go see it to Mr. McFeely's house? All right? Mrs. McFeely and Mr. McFeely, we're coming to visit you. Come along.
Here he comes now, Betsy. Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day to you.
You have that film for me?
Yes, we do, and we have something else.
Oh, Mrs. Yeah. McFeely.
David has a movie, and I have a beautiful bird.
What is it called?
It's called a macaw. It's kind of like the sound it makes. Macaw, macaw.
I'm a macaw.
Say hi to Mr. Rogers.
Bird sitting today, are you?
Yes, we are. A couple of days with this bird is a lot of fun. So many colors.
I should say.
Well, we'll have to be speedy about this film. I have more speedy deliveries to make.
Yeah, you always have so many interesting things at your house.
Right in this way, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you. Doesn't fly away?
No. Sometimes it flaps its wings, though. Whoa, there it goes.
There it goes.
Yes, I know what you mean. Come on. Come here. Yes.
Well, now, I have the film all set up on my viewer here. Okay. Now, this film was taken the first winter after we were married. You know, Betsy and I like the snow, you know.
Like the summer and the spring and the fall and the winter.
Mm. Well, I guess we like them all. Anyway, this film shows the good time we had in the snow, and I'll show you a bit of the frolic and fun we had in the snow. Now, right on here. Okay. There we go.
Thank you.
That's a real tree.
Well, at least it had a ladder in it.
I guess so, and a fine snowman.
We used to make so many nice snowmen, David. David, I haven't seen that film in a long time. Could you show it again?
Would you like to see it again, Mr. Rogers?
Would you like to see it again? I would.
Okay, again it is. Now, just 1 minute here. I'll run it back. Now, just one second. There we go. That's all. There we are.
See it again, okay.
Again, here we go.
Never saw a snowman made so quickly.
Oh, I love that movie, David. It's really great.
We love the snows and snowmen and funny fast films.
I guess so. You have so many things here. Any wonder people love to come to your place.
Well, I have a lot of deliveries to make, Mr. Rogers, and I'll show you another funny fast film sometime.
Okay.
All righty?
Well, I'll be going off, too.
Look,
the macaw's sitting over there in the chair.
Say goodbye to Mr. Rogers.
Look how it steps right up on her. Goodbye, macaw.
Speedy delivery, macaw. Now, let me check.
Are you going my way?
Well, I'm
going
to check some delivery. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Good. Why don't you walk along with me?
Well, now, wait. I have my bicycle.
Oh, that's right. You'll need your bike. Well, I'll see you all again later.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks again.
Bye.
Good
day, macaw. Good day, dear.
So they were making a snowman with their ladder. You know, you could use any number of things, whatever you have around, for that game. Any toys, yarn, pieces of wood. Why don't we include the ladder in our idea for make-believe today? Come on, Charlie. Think about snow and ladder. Make up something, okay? Ready for some make-believe? All right, Charlie, the neighborhood of make-believe.
Such a person as a snow duster.
Oh, I just made that up, Daniel, so I could go around and visit.
I'm glad you did.
What about all this snow Lady Elena's made?
Oh, boy. She does lots of things. Sometimes they're good, and sometimes they're bad.
But I guess that's the way it is with everybody.
I guess so.
Good people sometimes think bad things. Good people dream bad things. Don't you?
Yes, I do.
Good people even say bad things. Once in a while we do. Good people sometimes wish bad things. Good people try bad things. Don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Good people even do bad things.
Hi, Betty. Hi, Daniel.
Oh, hi, friend.
How are you doing?
Great. We're just dusting snow.
Okay. Listen, can I borrow your ladder for a minute or two?
Sure.
Thanks.
What, are you going to do some snow dusting, too?
No, I'm hoping to do some snow unstopping. Listen, I don't have time to explain now, but thanks a lot, and I'll see you later.
We wish you well.
Thanks. Listen, you can come over and help if you want. I'll be over at the museum.
Okay. Okay. I'll be over in a little bit.
Okay, I'll see you.
I wonder what he means by snow unstopping.
I wonder if Lady Elena's having trouble with her snow making.
Oh, maybe so.
You think?
Yeah, maybe you'd better go help them, do you think?
I'll see. Bye for now, Daniel.
Okay. Agamaga.
Snowy agamaga.
Okay. Bye. Now take this stick and get up on that ladder. And I want you to poke gently up to the clouds. I don't know why we got into this kind of trouble.
Are you two all right over here?
Well, not completely all right.
We've hit a little snag in our multicolored snow, Lady Eberlin.
Your multicolored snow?
That's it. I got bored with all that white stuff, and I thought a few other colors might be just the thing to spruce things up.
So what happened?
Well, F.C. and I discovered...
F.C.?
F.C., Franz Clemens. I call him F.C. for short sometimes.
I see.
No, F.C.
Yes. So where is all your different color snow?
It's stopped up here in the sky, and I'm trying to get it to come down.
Mm-hmm. Could I help you?
Here it is. Is this what you wanted?
Oh, good.
I see you have one already.
Yeah, but we can use all you've got, Reardon.
Well, I don't understand about all this ladder business.
It has to do with multicolored snow.
Yes, now just set it right here for a minute, dear.
All right.
Right there, that's it. Now, Lady Eberlin, you step right up on this ladder and sit right here. That's it. Now, would you hand her one of those sticks Reardon? Thank you very much.
There
that's it. Now, Reardon, you take the ladder.
Ladder where?
Right over there. And you poke the sky from there. Take this little
poke
stick.
Poke the sky?
That's it. Just poke. Don't ask any questions.
All
that's
right.
The stick. Up the ladder. Poke the sky. Now, everybody poke very easily. We don't want a blizzard. Okay. Keep poking just a little bit. That's it. Poke, 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 poke. Now, I'll try some new words. Many colors. Many hues, many snowflakes, nifty news, many colors, many hues, many snowflakes, nifty news, many colors, lots of snow. Will it work now? Yes or no? Yes, I think it is working.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. Oh, look at it.
Multicolored snow.
Oh, I can feel it. I can see it. I can taste it, so I know that the flakes are keep on falling.
It's working.
Are the flakes of falling snow?
Oh, this is a great scene for an opera. It's a great scene for an opera.
I can't wait for the big snow opera. Mm. I love you, Miss Abilene.
And I love you, too.
Oh, well, I don't want it too sticky.
Well, it doesn't need to be.
She what? Means the snow.
Oh.
We'll keep working at it, Lady Elaine.
Good. Right you are, FC.
Oh, is that your singing?
Really, no. I can see it.
I can see it.
I can feel
it.
I can taste it. So I know that the flakes that keep on falling are the flakes of falling snow.
Snow opera in the neighborhood of make-believe. Now, I wonder why real snow is always white. Flowers are all different colors. Animals are all different colors. People are different colors. I don't understand about snow. I just know that most children really like it. I remember seeing children playing in snow one winter. Here's what I remember. Beautiful time. But when there isn't snow, you could play other kinds of things. Yeah. You don't even need a ladder for this game. No. You could put things on steps and play with your friends that way. I will take away one of these sneakers and you tell me which one I take away. The top one or the bottom one? Now look. Top one, bottom one. That's the one I took. Well, we'll close this up for today. my things. We'll think more about Snow People Opera tomorrow. I like to think up things with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Always make it a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. I like you just the way you are. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. See you tomorrow.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.